If everything continues as planned, more than 30 communities in Utah will be at least partly nuclear powered by 2027. The Utah Associated Municipal Power Systems, or UAMPS, a cooperative of municipal energy leaders, has contracted to be the first in the world to try out a modular nuclear reactor. That's a small nuclear reactor that is, in theory, safer and more efficient than the traditional reactor. For Utah's environmentalists, however, this project brings more problems than solutions.
My biggest concern is the health of future generations being affected by the waste, and then also the cost. I think like a hit in the economic system here could be really detrimental to Logan's financial process throughout the next 20, 30 years, and could really impact the next generation for how they're able to make money and live off of affordable power here.
That's Hannah Mae Popper, a grassroots intern with the environmental nonprofit Heal Utah. Heal held an information session in Logan Wednesday night to explain why they believe the reactor, to be built in Idaho Falls, is too expensive and too risky. Proponents of the modular reactor say it's the most viable carbon-free option on the market. Heal argues, however, the nuclear waste generated, amount of water used, and cost to consumers is far greater than any carbonless incentives. To Carol and Bernie Fote, residents from Providence, the reactors are risky and expensive.
Why would anybody go after something that's not been really tested?
How many other things out there have not been tested or regulated? Everything, your food, what you eat, what you drink, everything's regulated. And then they come up with something as dangerous as this, and there's no regulation.
More than 20 of UAMPS communities have signed the first phase of the deal and are expected to vote on the second phase this summer. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.